Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of December 2017, and this is the 713th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's rather a beautiful evening. It's quite warm, but I was just on a walk with a friend, and it started spitting. Not really raining exactly, but spitting. And we noticed a fantastic rainbow. So the second part of our walk was walking towards this rainbow, which more and more seemed to be ending over her house. So when we got back to her place, we went and stood outside with her three young children and watched the rainbow. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. One of those perfect rainbows where you see the whole arc and very strong. And now I'm back at home and I'm looking out of the window and there is a black cat staring back at me. My neighbour's cat, she had two cats, one that died a couple of weeks ago and the other one is sort of glowering at me. I'm not sure why. We have a strange relationship. Sometimes she runs away when I come. Sometimes she comes and nuzzles my leg. And you never quite know. And as I'm watching this cat and looking at the trees, I'm noticing a huge number of ants have somehow got in, which is not so good. In fact, I'll need to do something about it. It's very much not what I want. Don't know where they've come in from. Oh dear, summer things. Yuck. They're so industrious, aren't they? I mean, just once one has got in, you know there'll be a colony within moments. So it's there are two more days for Christmas. Well, one, I always think of the 24th as Christmas, really. And it's quite odd, I think, having this Christmas on a Monday. It's as if we're building up towards something that's happening at the weekend, and then it doesn't happen at the weekend, and then it's suddenly going to be here. So I can't quite take it seriously, but I will very soon take it seriously. I've managed to avoid going to any shops for the last couple of days, and I will have to get some food tomorrow, so I'll have to work out what the best time of day is to broach somewhere, perhaps the best place to broach as well. I feel as if this is a bit of a waiting time. I mean, it's preparing in a way for a day, but also waiting for it to have happened so that life can begin properly again. And so I find I'm wasting time in an odd way and, yes, not settling to anything, a restlessness. And really, the thing that has kept my feet on the ground, if you like, is just walking. I went for a long walk this morning, or rather fast long walk, and then this walk this afternoon. And although it's quite hot to walk at the moment, it is what grounds me. And so I think that's what I need to do these next few days when I'm not actually engaged in doing something else. I need to be walking so that I'm moving about. I mean, it's not as if the next few days are going to be empty exactly. I've got a lot of ringing. We rang for a carol service at the Greek Orthodox Church last night, and I hadn't realized that it was the guy who is the Greek Orthodox priest who holds an Anglican carol service on New Year's Day. I mean, on this Christmas Eve, although it wasn't, it was Friday. And it was so strange seeing all these people from the cathedral turn up at the Greek Orthodox church. Most of the people at the Greek Orthodox church are either Greek or Coptic, so African and Greek and Ethiopian Copts and Greek Orthodox. So a totally different crowd turning up last night. And it was a rather good ring. We had 9 people and were able to ring quite a few different things. Tomorrow night we'll be ringing again for another carol service at the cathedral, and then of course in the morning as well for Christmas. So a busy in the morning, tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, and then for Sunday, and then Christmas Eve, and then Monday morning. I'm getting so confused. Tomorrow morning for ordinary Sunday ringing, and tomorrow evening for Christmas Eve ringing, and then Monday morning for Christmas ringing. So quite a lot of ringing to happen, and I'm also organising a picnic, a breakfast picnic, because one of our members is leaving, but not for a couple of days. I think we'll do that either on Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day. So my sense of the week, the Altjahrswoche, which would start on Boxing Day and gently hone in, burrow down. It's not going to happen. I don't know why I expected it to be. In my imagination, I felt as if it would be dark and quiet and cool, a sort of winter burrowing down Altjahrswoche. But it's not going to be cool. It's going to be 29, 31, those sort of temperatures. And it's going to be bright, and there are going to be things that I need to organise. But perhaps there's just a little bit of me that can hang on to the idea of honing in. I'm not sure how to get that place. Maybe some meditation, maybe something like that. Or maybe I just need to accept that it is a light, bright, sociable time of year and embrace that. I'm not sure which way to go, so we'll see. I'll keep you posted. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, and that you've been able to carve out a little bit of space where you've been able to go into what you're doing, what creative work you're doing. Maybe creative work is wrapping things or preparing for Christmas or cooking. Or maybe you're able to go into some other project. Anyway, I will be talking to you on Monday. But for those of you who celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas on Christmas Eve in European style, I wish you a very happy Christmas, or I wish you a bar humbug if you would prefer that. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday, and thank you so much for listening.